Yes, thank you, Madam Chair, and also a co-lead party in this activity. I think our cooperation is very fruitful, not only in this field, but especially if we have to talk about this activity. I think the agreements and also the working joint bodies are very key part of the transboundary cooperation, and I strongly believe that this is an essential one as well. You have to have a sound legal base on your activity to get further result later on. Mm-hmm. What we have achieved in this area of work during the last few years, we were able to create a very good platform for the countries to share their knowledge, experiences, and also many lessons learned during these processes about how to craft the strategies for the effective transboundary water agreements and other arrangements. We also developed a practical guidance document, which are supporting also the negotiation also on the agreements. And it became a quite useful tool. We already have some practical implementation experience of that. So it seems to be that we are started with a good kind of direction, and we will continue later on also to improve this tool. And of course, the partnership, the trustability is also very important part of this kind of activities, and those exercises also helped a lot on that field. How these results were achieved during the last period of time? Heide already mentioned that we had first meeting, in-person meeting, mostly in Budapest, 2023 November. It was a 2 days workshop, including many activities as well. So the active participation of the people. We had to negotiate an agreement and to create a new agreement as a part of the exercise. As you see, many organizers were taking part in the organization process, so it's very good that so many organizations are supporting this activity, and it's also a kind of indication that it's a very relevant activity still. You can find also an outcome document somewhere on the webpage of the Secretariat. You will find it easier. It's just containing a real key messages as an outcome of the 2 days workshop. And we also use the opportunity to organize some back-to-back activities as well. So several occasions were take place followed by the workshop. The Senegal-Mauritanian Aquifer negotiation took part, and also we had another event with Dominica and Haiti. And there was a third event as well, but I forget the country, Zambia and
DRC.
Yes, okay. So we had a lot of things, and it was continued later on, just recently in Zambia, for the request of Zambia and the Democratic Republic of Congo. We had the first round of technical and planning negotiations on the draft agreement on the establishment of the Luapula River and the Lake Meru Authority. And it was also combined with a capacity building training on the use of the practical guide for the development of agreements. And of course, upon request, there are many other possibilities exist to support this kind of activities later on as well. If you see the slide, there are many requests from different regions of the world. So the number of requests are very high. So it will be again a challenge how to, let's say, comply with this needs in the future. Challenges. One of the challenge, how to respond for all these requests from all over the world. due to the financial and also the human resources, the capacity constraints. We just had some information about the budgeting situation, so we will have a discussion later on. But of course, we need also the involvement of the partners in these processes. So thank you very much for all the countries and organizations who already supported this kind of activities, and I hope that similar contribution will be take place in the future as well, later on. And we also made some kind of conclusion that the SDG indicator 6.5.2 reporting activity also helped to raising the attention and to overwhelming the gaps regarding operational agreements and joint bodies. And we also concluded that we need a stronger attention to the development and implementation of the legal frameworks for the transboundary water cooperation, and to develop, we need to develop also more capacities. So we like to continue these activities in the following program of works as well, from a program of works, and we would like to also develop, let's say, the practical guides document to be a more usable online toolkit with a more updated information than a printed version can take place. We are also planning a global workshop on developing and implementing legal framework agreements later on. The date is unknown, but we have a strong willingness to do it. And also, we are also looking for the support of the regional cooperation and regional economic committees as well, because they have also important role in these processes. And during the next period of program of works, we also would like to provide more assistance and support to the countries and bases for these activities. Such support will be provided to the Drin River Basin and the Senegal-Mauritanian Aquifer Basin, and may be provided in other bases, also subject of availability of resources. You can see many basins on the screen as well. And as I said at the beginning, it's very important that we have many partners in these processes. This is very important to have, let's say, a wide supporting team behind the leading countries as well, or co-leading countries. So thank you for your support so far, and we are looking forward to continue all these activities. So thank you very much.